Last week we stopped the business of trade d'rabbanan. Trade d'rabbanan meaning if you have a situation where somebody is chayev, and you have a situation where somebody is chayev mid'rabbanan for the mid'rabbanan. It's called trade d'rabbanan. Best example we had was you have a person who's chayev with Megillah. And you have a child that's chayav in Megillah, which is an additional chayav b'rabbanan, because a child, anyway, with all mitzvahs, only chayav b'rabbanan, right? The child's only chayav b'rabbanan with anything. So here you've got a case where a child who's chayav b'rabbanan is obligated to do a b'rabbanan mitzvah, which is called a trei b'rabbanan. A trei b'rabbanan. So we saw last week, Tosfos in Megillah Yotes, that says that two drabonons can't be mighty somebody who's chayiv only one drabon, meaning somebody who's chayiv with a double drabon. He's only chayiv drabonon and he's doing a mitzvah drabonon, can't be mighty somebody who is chayiv obligated with all mitzvahs in the Torah, and just this mitzvah is only chayiv drabon. So a two trick, we have to get used to this expression, a trade drabonon can't be mighty a chad drabon. So therefore Tosfos asks the question on that, he says, why in Tzachim Kuf Tezayin, why was it that Yosef was able to be mighty his bnei bayis? If Yosef was chayiv hagodah bizman hazeh, so this is Rabbana of Haggadah, Bizman Hazeh. So everyone's only Chayim in Rabbana, because Haggadah Bizman Hazeh is Rabbana. So if Yosef is only Chayim in Rabbana with all mitzvahs, because he's blind. So anyway, he's only Chayim in Rabbana. So we have a double Rabbana. We have a double Rabbana. We have, not all mitzvahs, sorry, forget about all mitzvahs. So if Yosef, we have a matzah, was chayav only midrabbanan because he couldn't see the matzah, he was blind, so he couldn't see the matzah. And everyone else also, anyway, is only chayav midrabbanan nowadays because matzah is one of theirs, only midrabbanan. So how many reasons is there for Yosef to be chayav only midrabbanan? Two reasons. Both because matzah is midrabbanan and also because he's blind. So there's two reasons for midrabbanan. So how could he be making the rest of the civil as chayav with one drabon? That was the cash of state of death. Why not?
Were he not blind,
he would have to take one of the seven. Were he not blind,
he's a chayav.
And where? They're chayav drabonon, that's right. They're both chayav drabonon. But if they would be, if let's say we would have had matzah d'oraisa, would your grace have had been chayav drabonon? If the common person would be here, so we would have had matzah d'oraisa, would your grace have been chayav? But you've had the chayav d'oraisa? No, he wouldn't have had the chayav because he can't see the matzah. So you've got a reason why a blind person's potter and atoya anyway. And now you've got an additional reason why a person would be potter menatoyah, because there's no matzah menatoyah nowadays. So there's two reasons why there's no chiyuv d'oraisa versus someone who only has one reason why not to be chiyuv d'oraisa. Right? So there's a double reason why he doesn't have a chiyuv d'oraisa. So there's a double reason why not being chiyuv d'oraisa can't be able to be mighty somebody who only has one reason not to be a chiyuv d'oraisa. That's what the question of Tosfos was in Megillah.
So lo d'oraisa mirror the yes Rabbanan? First we're talking about Rabbanan, and we're saying there's a double Rabbanan, etc. Can you analyze it with d'oraisa as well?
Yeah. It's the same thing. Somebody's the same. Two reasons not to be d'oraisa can't be mighty. Somebody's only got one reason not to be d'oraisa. Right? So whether you look positive or negative, it's the same idea. So that was the question of Tosfos. Take the answer to the Torah, which we left off last week. Yishlema Tzuma Odif Mikotim, the last line on this Megillah over here. Yishlema Tzuma Odif Mikotim. The fact, where's the Makoi that we have that two Jabonons can't be made to one Jabon? Where's the Makoi for such a thing? The Makoi we had was a child cannot be made to an adult. an adult who's chayiv with Megillah, how many chiyuv is there at Megillah that he has? He has a chiyuv to Rabbanon for Megillah. And a child has also got a chiyuv to Rabbanon for Megillah. Why? And he's anyway only chai Rabbanon because Megillah is only Rabbanon. So there's a double reason why it's only Rabbanon. And he can't be made to an adult. A child cannot be made to an adult. So why can a blind person be made to why could Rav Yosi be made to his bnei bayit? He said that the sum of all these mikotim, she nischayv kvar midereisa, machin kim kotim. So the last line got cut off a bit. Nischayv midereisa, machin kim kotim. Says this idea which we know that two drabonon, three drabonon can't be moitzi, chad drabonon, that's only in a situation where there was never ever chiyuv deraisa. But if we have a case where a person was chayim ben atayah, a summa was once upon a time chayim ben atayah, and then he became blind, he's on a different sphere, he can be moitzi. We aren't bothered about the subtlety that here it's three drabonon, he's three drabonon, he's chad drabonon. Since he was once in the past of reading, of saying that God, he can be mostly the neighbor. He can be mostly the neighbor.
Assuming he's blind after 13 plus.
Yeah. Which stage you on? This long stage. Yeah, the one cut off, right?
Yeah.
So read it. Read the Ma. The summa, you don't have it?
I don't have it.
All right. Very good, excellent. Do I have a copy? Oh no. Something I have a copy. Oh. So if you take it, I'll use it.
I'll use it if I keep it in the show. Here.
So we have it now.
Everything's good.
He was once chayiv minatayah. Mashein kein b'kotten. Kotten is never chayiv. So kotten is never chayiv, so he can't be mitzi somebody that's chayiv with Megillah. Because this kotten is never chayiv with Megillah. Mashein kein is someone that was chayiv with Haggadah, just now he can't do it, so then he can be mighty sound use Chayiv Midrabanon with Haggadah. That was the Teres of Tesis. They're coming out from Tesis. The good thing of Yetzer and Tesis weren't born blind. Because if they were born blind, they couldn't be mighty in the Nebai. It's a mouthful. The Ram says in Kedushin, Yetzer and Tesis became blind later on. So, very good. That fits in very well. Okay, that's one thesis. Remember this thesis, there's something called Shredu Abonon versus Chadu Abonon. Says to ask the question, what's the difference between Megillah and Haggadah? Megillah, a coffin can't be made to a Godin. Because of the rule, the principle of Shredu Abonon can't be made to a Chadu Abonon. And by Haggadah, but we have a Shredu Abonon, a blind person, and it's Master of his Manah Zez, Abonon. The whole sifis is in Shredu Abonon. And Rav Yosef was able to be made to see everyone else, even though Rav Yosef was a trade rabbanon. Answer was because Rav Yosef was once chayiv with this mitzvah.
Rav Yosef as well.
Yeah. So let's see now a different case, a different story. Don't get confused in this mitzvah. There's no reason to be confused, but a person might get confused, so don't get confused. Okay. So Tuma Poyes Eshema. So the blind person can be Poyes Shema. He can be the chazan for versus Yitzer Oy. Now translation of Yitzer Oy Vayechesher is the same created light. So somebody who can't see light, so how can he thank Hashem for the light? He can't see it. Says the Tanakam, he can. He can still thank Hashem for the light. If Yudha said, it depends. If once upon a time he benefited from the light, he can thank Hashem. Because he benefited from the light. So every day, even though now he's blind, and he can't benefit from the light. But since once upon a time he was able to, so he can be praised to Shema, he can say, Yoyi Tse'o Yoyi Chesha. But Somebody who never ever benefited from the light. He's blind from birth. He never benefits from the light. How can he say, he's got absolutely no benefit from the light. What's the Tanakhama say about that? What's the Tanakhama say about that? Why should somebody who's never ever seen light thank Hashem for light? Right, because others help him. Although he can't see it, but others will help him. Other people can see it. Therefore, he can thank Hashem that other people can have light. Imagine if we were all in the dark. So maybe he's thankful for that. But Buddha doesn't know that. Buddha wants the person to have a personal benefit from it. Not that somebody else benefited. He has to have a personal benefit. So maybe if once upon a time he saw, then he's chai. He's able to be stated wrong. If he never saw, he's not able to say it wrong. Now this din the Yatzei Yisrael Rechayshach is a din derayt of din derabon. I'm not going to perform what he said. The brach is just as Krishna in the morning. Is it Minasrei or Midrabon? Only Midrabon. Quite right. Only Midrabon. Right? Yisrael Rechayshach is only Midrabon. Birchus Krishna. Birchus Krishna. The blessings of the Krishna. It's only Midrabon. So, for Yisrael Krishna, this is the Gemara in Achivo in Pavakama that Yehuda holds tremendous chiddush, which is not halacha, but Yehuda holds a blind person has no chiyuv min haTorah for any mitzvah. No chiyuv whatsoever for any mitzvah. So a blind person doesn't have to sit in the sukkah, doesn't have to shake lulav, doesn't have to on tefillin. No chiyuv whatsoever. So on earth is Rabbi Yehuda here saying somebody who never ever saw light, he's potter from seeing the brachas. Mashma, if he did benefit from the light once, he would have a chiyuv. Why would he have a chiyuv as soon as possible from all mitzvahs? As soon as got no chiyuv by mitzvahs, so why should he have a chiyuv? He's potter from all mitzvahs. That's the question that Tesis is bothered about. If Rabbi Yehuda holds, as soon as potter from all mitzvahs, what's going on in this Mishnah? Why is there still a chai to say Krishna? No difference. No, even a sinner that was born and saw light, but if he now became blind, the country of Yehuda is bottom from it. He learned that out from Hezek and Ezekiel, bottom from it. So Mela, Freitasis is the steer to this Mishnah. Because of Yehuda, who the Amar Beger Chayvel, some are part of the Kol HaMitzvahs, some are exempt from all mitzvahs. In Cain, Iyayahach v'suma, if we're referring here to a blind person, which we'll see in a minute, might be a discussion, but if we're referring here to a blind person, Afilo Rama Iris, v'nistam Nami, even if you once saw light, then he became blind. Nami is also part of it. So why does Yehuda say, only somebody who never saw light? Even if he did see the light once, he would also be potter because the klal is sum is potter mikol hamitzvos. That's the case of Tesis. So now Tesis brings the Pshani Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi learns that this mishnah sum doesn't mean a blind person. It means somebody who's in a dungeon, a cellar, never ever seen light. So if he was born and bred in this dungeon, he's never ever benefited from the light. Says if you do, you can't make a bracha. But if he was once not in a dungeon and now he's in a dungeon, then he can see the Rafi Yitzhak. Says, we're not talking about a blind person, we're talking about a person that's not blind. He happens to be in a place that he's never benefited from the light. That would be a good answer. Why is the Summa who once benefited from the light, he's not really blind. He's just in a place where he can't use his eyes. His vision is not working because he's in a dark area. It's not talking about a real blind person. Okay, that's one shot. That's a pshat of Yishami, but the Babli doesn't hold like that. So it says it's a different shot. Lady Shlima. The Mayishav is someone who's talking about a real blind guy. Well, the Pashinatum Summa, that's what we exempted from over there, Heinemann Atoyo. That's what we Buddha said in Achayil, in Baba Kama. That's some is exempt from Mitzvah, that's when Atoyo is exempt. And Mijabonon, Miachayev, Ischay Mijabonon, Ischay Mijabonon. Rafilo Nistam Mishnoyas. Even if he was born blind, he's Mikawa Kamchayev Mijabon, Ischay Mijabon. Why on earth should the Chazal say that a blind person with a choice of his potter, why should they say he's Chayim Javon? What's going in the head of Chazal? Why would they do such a thing? Have you ever heard of this? Chazal says a woman is possible from shaking lulav. Have you ever heard that a woman should be chayv with lulav midrabban? The Torah said you're possible. Why should Chazal come along and say you're chayv? So what was going in the heads of Chazal? It said, no, although the Torah says the sum is potter, we're going to say the sum is chayv. So the Torah says, you know why? Shelo yehei kenochi. Shelo yehei noig boidas yodi klal. We don't want him to be like a goy. Doesn't give any mitzvahs. Not kiddush, not tefillin, not sukkah, not matzah gunish. We don't want that. We don't want a person who's a member of the Jewish religion acting like a non-Jew. So therefore, Chazal said, although the Torah exempted him, we're going to impose on him a din d'rabbanan to keep mitzvahs. So Meila, that answers the question. Say that the question. Rabbi Yehuda said that somebody who once benefited from the light is chai to make the bracha. Why should be chai to make a bracha? As soon as possible, call mitzvahs. And for Tosfos, no, as soon as possible, call mitzvahs. And I tell you, Midrabanan is still chayiv, so he has to make a bracha. Midrabanan has to make a bracha of Yisrael, because the Chazal said about a blind person is chayiv midrabanan to the mitzvahs. In Bava Kamma, it brings the Eilah Chukim and Mishpatim. I should see there's something else. So those are included in the Mishpatim, included in the Chukim. And it says there that a blind person is not chayiv if he damages people. It's just like he's not chayv if he damages people, he's not chayv also if for all other mitzvahs. It's the heckish of the two circles. That's what Buddha learns like that. So, Memela, that's the answer. If you saw our saw, it's chayv, but you're sorry. Why? Midrabanan is chayv with Yitzhak. And somebody who's not blind. Why is he chayv with Yitzhak? Midrabanan. Why is he? Because the whole bracha is a midrabanan. So here we have again a trade rabanan. We have two rabanan versus about one rabanan. We have a trade rabanan. One rabanan telling me that everyone is a Yitzhak rabanan. And another one saying, you specifically have an additional reason why you're chayv d'rabbanan. An additional reason why you're chayv d'rabbanan, because you're a sinner. And a sinner's never chayv in the Minas Torah. Even if you don't matzah, then you're chayv d'rabbanan. So, not matzah, yeah. Even matzah, then you're chayv d'rabbanan. So, Meila. Stop it. Yeah. And you're chayv d'rabbanan. All mitzvahs, then you're chayv d'rabbanan. So, there's an additional reason why a sinner is chayv d'rabbanan. Okay, so I'm going to skip a couple of lines because not much out to you. Ba'afagam, three lines up from the end of this page. Ba'afagam tipashin on the L. Even though we already explained earlier. Ba'afagam tipashin on the L. Even though we already explained earlier. The cotton is the tree midrabono. If a cotton's chayv two drabono, he can't be moitzi. Some is chayv one. So he said, I've got a case. He says, can a cotton be moitzi a godel with yitzar? Can our little Ben Mordechai, what's his first name?
Yaakov Meir.
Yaakov Meir. Can Yaakov Meir be Maitzi Mordechai with Birchus Yitzhak? Says the Gemara, no, he can't. Why not? Because Yaakov Meir is Yachiyah Drabbanon. And he's also got an additional reason why he's Drabbanon, because only Chinuch. So somebody who's chayv with him Drabbanon with Chinuch can't be Maitzi, somebody who's only got one reason why he's Drabbanon. So the Meila, Yaakov Meir can't be Maitzi in Mordechai. So Tosfos, so then we have the same question again. Why can a Sumah be Maitzi, everyone else with Yitzhak? What's the difference between a cotton being Maitzi God with Yitzhak? What's the difference? Right? That's the question of Tosfos. Well, if I got the Pishin of Hell, the cotton is the trade up on to a cotton and breathe the Shema. To loy av en zarbonon, which is only zarbonon in your chalei tachim gedolim, he cannot be moitzi other grown ups. Delek yelachan zarbonon piece of shema, that they only have one zarbonon piece of shema. So why there do we say you can't be moitzi, and here you can? Remember this question, very similar to the question we had before. In the place beforehand, we had how can a we're saying that a cotton can't be moitzi a godoil with Megillah. right? And yet, by that Godo, we're saying he can, but basically because we might see the other people. And here we're saying a cotton can't be mighty with Shema, and here with Yitzhak, and yet we find the Shema can't be mighty with Yitzhak. What's the difference? So it says, the Pirachi Shema, Sheesh by Trader Abonon, Yaiti Shapachim, the Shema that has two reasons for being the Abonon, can be mighty to other people. The Kivan Shu Godoil, who bowed out. Since he's a god and a bardas, Odiv Tveini Kotten. He's on a higher sphere than a cotton. Although we know that cotton can't be made to see a god. Because a cotton to the Abonon, that's because he's a cotton. But god that's a bardas can be made to see. Can be made to other people, even if we don't have exactly the same level of severity in the Chiyuv Zavon. So you have two levels of Chiyuv Zavon. One's got two Zavons, one's one Zavon. One's further removed from the Zraiser than the other one. But yet, even the one further removed from the Zraiser can be made to the one who's closer to the Zraiser, unless he's a cotton. If the one who's further removed from the Zraiser is a cotton, then he can't be made to the one who's just one Mijabon.
So here they were in the parsha at one time.
Right. Okay. Two different Jerusalem and Jesus. Come to the first test of Jesus. Come to the first test as we had. When can a tree drop on? I mean, wait, on. If it was once in the parsha. It comes to the second test. When can a tree drop on? I mean, wait, on. If he's a Bardak. If he's a Bardak. What's the last coming in about okay?
Be blind from birth.
Very good. It must be on a law. Yeah, you're blind from birth. Okay, so the mila, the nafkamina is, what's the dilemma? Is somebody who's blind from birth. Somebody's blind from birth, can you say that, Goda? Can he be made if the race of wasn't blind from birth? But if we have somebody who's blind from birth, can he be made to other people?
According to this, no.
He wouldn't be able to. So they said, "I've come to that would be an askimina. An askimina alacha. An askimina alacha between the two. My alchem is somebody who's blind from birth. Can he be made this year? Come to this basis." Of your test, he was never in the past, he can't be. According to Abdallah, if he's a badass, he can. That's what that comes out a lot of my. So these tastings should have been on our page, but they weren't. Maybe there wasn't room, I don't know. But it wasn't brought on the page, and we brought them. There's a tremendous pshat that's on this page from the Sardis. So Dennis was one of the Gary Evers. He wrote tremendous chidushim in Chidush Arashah. Always a pleasure to read. And here he says something in Megillah that's so poshut. And it's Kishmak. He says he doesn't understand the whole of places. He disagrees with places. Disagrees with places. There's no question whatsoever why a Summa can be mighty to other people with Agoda. No problem. There's no question from Agoda to this. Why? Because all the cases which we've seen where it had three Drabonim versus one Drabonim, all those cases there's a double reason why he's a Drabon. A cotton is only Chai Mechinuch. And Megillah is only Drabonim. A cotton is only Chai Mechinuch. And Pisa Shema, Pisa is only Drabonim. All those things are two reasons why he's a Drabonim. A Summa is only Chai Mechinuch with Drabonim and contribute them. We don't pass on that. We contribute them. A Summa is only Chai Mechinuch with Drabonim. And this is Kishma is a Drabon. All of them are two reasons why it's a Drabon. So that's a Chani Rabbanidim. Can you be mighty somebody who is a Chazi Rabon? But Haggadah, this is what most of the talk last week, Haggadah, there's no two Drabonos. Why a Tumma is Chayiv by Haggadah nowadays? There's not a double Drabon. There's the same reason why other people are chayav, he's chayav. A normal person is chayav min haTorah with Agada if you've got matzah in front of you. Why? Bavu zeh, you have to see the matzah. You have to see the matzah. This Tumah can't see the matzah, so he's not chayav min haTorah. Nor can anyone else see the matzah, because there's no matzah anymore matzah. All the matzahs we have nowadays is only medrabbanan, because we don't have the common pesach. So Yossi can't see the matzah, and the blind person can't see the matzah. Both of you have exactly the same reason why there's no chiyuv the writer. It's true, as sumah, there's two reasons why he doesn't have babel zeh. At the end of the day, the reason why you're not being kind the mitzvah sibis in Mitzvahsayim is because you can't see the matzah. So what's the difference? How many times you can't see the matzah? You can't see the matzah because the matzah is not in front of you. You can't see the matzah because you're blind. At the end of the day, you're not chayav and I'll tell you why, because of one reason. Babel zeh. One reason, babel zeh. You don't have the babel zeh. That's the only reason why you're not chayav and I'll tell you. Fish name by blind person, not blind person, it's talking about a child. A child, why he's not chayav as a Megillah? I'll tell you why. You're not chayav Megillah because you're only a child. You're not chayav Megillah, and I'll tell you, because Megillah is only with our bond. So there's two different reasons why a child is only chayav with our bond. If Megillah would be the writer, would you be chayav? No, because I'm only chayav. So there's two different reasons why you're not chayav min ha-tayah. But I'm thinking by a God, though, not two different reasons why you're not chayav min ha-tayah. There's one reason. How was it? You don't see the matzahs. There may be many reasons why you don't see matzahs, but there's only one reason why you're not going to be able to be mekayim et ha'isa. Why? Because the Torah said Bavel Zeh, and you can't be mekayim Bavel Zeh. Right? So Mela, in such a case, of course you can be mekayim. You're not two Javanon. Not three Javanon. You're one Javanon. If Bavel Zeh wouldn't be true, would you be mekayim in Atayah? Everyone would be mekayim in Atayah. Right? If there would not be a din of Bavel Zeh, if Bavel Zeh, the Torah didn't say Bavel Zeh, you have to be able to see it, would the summa be chayav? Yes. Rebuda, yeah, Rebuda. We're not going to Rebuda. I told you, Rebuda is not halach. Rebuda is not halach. Shit is Rebuda, a blind person is chayav. Mitzvah is not halach. We don't pass like that. Rebuda, we hold some as chayav as cholam. Cholam mitzvah. So it's brought it because of some Rebuda is in the Mishnah. We hold some as chayav as cholam mitzvah. So Mela, a reason why Summa would be potter for our God is not because the Summa is potter for mitzvah. The reason why it's potter is because the Sittah was there. And you can't see it. But also, the Rebbeinu nowadays also can't see that mitzvah, can't see the matzah. It's also Bavel Zeh. He also can't see the matzah. And Rebbeinu Baruch Hashem can see the Mesim Shana. So if that we would take Bavel Zeh out of the equation, would anyone be chayav any midrabanan? If we take Bavel Zeh out of the equation, put it away. It doesn't exist Bavel Zeh. Would the summa be chayav anatoya?
Everyone will be chayav.
But if we take the word Bavel Zeh out of the equation, it doesn't exist. There's no din you have to see them out.
You will be chayav in the right?
Yeah. It doesn't be chayav anatoya. Could be viewed in a chayav, a summa is popping in. But that's not our law. We don't have to review that. We're passing a summa's chayav in it. It's only because it says Bavel Zeh is popping. So I was saying, God, he said Bavel Zeh, he's potter from the mitzvah, but if not, there, he'd be chayav for the mitzvah. So, if we would take the word Bavel Zeh out of the mitzvah, if we would take it out of the equation, would your balance be chayav with matzah in Atayah? Would Sipi sit in Zeh in Atayah?
Everyone.
Would the blind person be? Yeah. So they all have only one reason why you're not chayav in Atayah. In that case, says the first Emes, that's not called a tree job. So basically we might think it's all one job on. Let's see that inside. It's going to be at the bottom, so that's on the page. Behemshet Dvori. Beit Aleph Dalet stands for Behemshet Dibul. Yeah, Behemshet Dibul, Behemshet Dvori. In the middle of Tesis. That means he'd already commented on some part of his Tesis, and now he's saying on the rest. Hikshu, Behanda, Aminon, Peg. Who can get to Iron Page Pencil? Very good, Rabbana. Very good, Abhi Sofim. The Lamanda Oma Matzo. This man is very good, Rabbana. This man is there, Jabon. According to Lamanda, the Matzo is there, Jabon. Summa Moitzi Achema Goda. How can a summary Moitzi other people? I am so. Afagav Zishom Mukach Lehed. Even though that's clear, so Suma Chayiv B'mitzvah. Suma, we're not going to have B'mitzvah. Suma B'mitz Chayiv B'mitzvah. And Rag Magoda Potter. He's only Potter Magoda. Mikra the Babu Zeh. Mikra Mokim. Shafi Hikshu. Tosfos asked well. Yeah. From the Hagamah. Not a Maskon. First of all, it comes to it. Acha B'Yakiv, Snuv Acha B'Yakiv, and even, not a bit of the Maskon of the Maskon of the Sugya. Basically, when you ask the question, what is the Maskon? But from this stage, when we say that the reason why you're graceful, because you might see, is because of the Zerabba. The Maskon of the Zerabba. So he says, "We come to the kingdom is not a dead rabbon. The gam is not a buy is summa in a chayv el mezrabon. Our shape chay rabbon. It makes sense that it's chay rabbon. Ach, he shleima says, the gam is man sheim pesach. Even in the time when there's no pesach, the potter my god minatoya that we are potter from my god of minatoya. He gam king mechlal bavoze. It's also included in this leniency of bavoze." He was saying a Pesach monochrome, since the Pesach is not there. The Gamma Matzah in a Rabbanon. Because now Matzah is only Rabbanon, even they like a Pesach because they don't have a Pesach. In Cain, Chiyuv is not there. The Chiyuv now is. For the Summa, and the Chiyuv for the Summa is the Kantor Chadahi. It's all one Takana. It's all one Takana Rabbanon saying, it's all one Takana Rabbanon saying that. That if you can't be Mekayim, Bavlazeh, you're Chayim with Agoda. So some are coming Mekayim, it's Chayim Javon. A blind person coming Mekayim, it's Chayim Javon. I would say, people that have Matzah nowadays coming Mekayim, it's Chayim Javon. So maybe it's all one story. So maybe Moshav says this last time is why his summa can be mighty everyone else, because one Javon can be mighty another Javon. Right? That's Nahalach Vashashem. So, Nahalach Lamaisa. What do we hold? Matzah Zanadez Zeraisa Abonon. We hold Matzah Zanadez Zeraisa. That's what we hold. We learned earlier. That's why we have to do this whole business with Korea. We first have to eat Matzah, and then we eat Matzah more together. That's because we hold Matzah Zanadez Zeraisa. So we hold Matzah Zanadez Zeraisa. Can a summer be mighty? Can a summer be mighty people at the state of the table?
If he was in the parish, of course. According to
the Tosfos. Let's start with Ramos and then we'll go on to what we also said. It says Ramos and Tosfos said if you want to pass you can be mighty. The Tosfos is talking about the Apomos. Basically, one trade up on one Chad Rabon. That's to be mighty as a Raisa. To be mighty as a Raisa is to have a Vadech Yiv. And some of them have a Vadech Yiv. Because they don't have Bavuzer. And we all must have done it as a Raisa. So can some of them be mighty? So what's the Yosef saying? Say again? Oh, says if Yossi is Maskona on our Gemara, the very end, by the time we got to the end, the reason why Yossi could be Maitre was not because of his Trabono, but rather because he argued on the whole Mystic of Babuzet.
Mm-hmm.
He argued on the whole Mystic of Babuzet. Babuzet, it does not mean to say that you need to be able to see the Matzah. Babuzet is just saying that we have to know why we're eating Matzah.
The Pastor could have said something other than
Zet. By Pastor could have said Babu Hu. Not by Matzah. There was no other word to say. Benedu Hu.
Right. He could have said Matzah or...
No, but that's the Babuza. Charles asking you why you're doing all this stuff. And we say, because Babuza, so Shem Ramon. Because of this stuff. So the cloud holds of this whole Joshua. The dog of the Jay Shava. So maybe if you don't have the Jay Shava, it's the Moskai Menachaya. And that's what's all down over here on the sea, Shavan Ocha Rav. Allah the Maitre, Stumma Chai, Bekriya Sagoda, Ibishmi Ocha Menachaya, Estumma Hetas, and Bekriya Menachaya, and Bekriya Ocha Maitre, Rav, Ibn Echavosom, Ah, in the Summa. Even though someone was born blind, and therefore generally according to places in Megillah, somebody who was born blind can't, so conversation we get, somebody's born blind can't be mitzi someone else. But since we are the sinners, chayim and atayya, even somebody blind, born blind, chayim and atayya, should be mitzi everyone else.
Because we're not
concerned about Baruch. Right. But that doesn't mean to be a mitzi, a blind person. Never meant that. But that meant to tell us we have to know why we're eating matzah tomorrow, and that's all.
Why did it say
Rosh Hashanah for that was it? Well, it says it's there. That was all the Pidah Hamlin of the Gemara. It says the Pidah Hamlin of the Gemara. The Gemara says that if Yosef Rosh Hashanah could be mighty out of people because everything is only Jarbonon, that means we're extending this, someone can't be mighty in that. But since everything is Jarbonon, it's two Jarbonons. A summer's Jarbonon because you can't see, and a summer's Jarbonon, and not the nowadays Jarbonon. There's two Jarbonon. So there's two Jarbonon, and there's one Jarbonon. How could he be mighty? So there's a difference because he was once in the past. But once we get to the Maskamas and Gemara, there's summer's Chaim and Atea, no discussion, not again. No discussion.
You could have not used the Zen. The Gemara says you could have said Bagur Matzo Mara.
No.
You didn't have to use
Zen. No. The Gemara says the Zen means Matzo Mara.
The Gemara says
when you say Zen, it means Matzo Mara. Bagur Matzo Mara. So it doesn't mean, we thought it was like an extra word. And maybe we can use it for Xer Shava. Now once it's not an extra word, we need it. So you don't have any more. Right? We need it to explain that. We need it to explain what the person is speaking about. The child's asked, why do you miss Aveda? He's saying, but was that? But because of the Matamari.
I haven't seen the question as well. Why do you
say
that the Matamari?
Okay.
We're saying the Gemara is saying that was necessary, but I had no other way of saying that.
Right.
But our Mordecai's question is, she could have said the word out, Ba'ul Mas Gemara.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's possible.
So it does that, isn't that what the Gemara says? It says my list of Ella Ba'avur Matza Umara.
Yeah, let's read it together. From the longer of one.
Right. Please say,
say it last time. Right. Why I brought it?
No. In the book of another.
I don't remember, but it certainly doesn't say whether it's not true. I don't remember if someone off a flower brings that someone. I bought this girl, so he speaks out of let's see it together. Hockey Hasla, you got it there? Hockey Hasla, three lines up. This is now where the Gemara has a huge retraction from everything. It's now saying that Sumah is Chayim Hasla. Hockey Hasla. Bishlam, the Hostom, regarding Tensei, the good deal. There is coming to exclude blind people. Hotom made the Hamele the Mikhtos. The Apostle could have written, should have written, Beneinu Hu. The normal expression of Zungmat, bringing my child to say, Beneinu Hu. He is my child. Beneinu Hu. He is my child. Oksim, Beneinu Zen. And he used a weird expression, Beneinu, our child, this one. Why are we using Zen? It's a wrong expression, this one. You should have used the expression, who? He is our child. Right? When I come with my child to Aruah, I say, he is my child. Give him a bracha. I don't say, my child, this one. I say, he is my child. So Mela, the potting is weird. Why is the potting saying that? Oh, it's coming to the drasha. There, I have to be able to see it. Shmami, no, probably someone in the altar. Shmami, all that teaches us. Probably someone in the altar is coming to exclude someone. It's coming to exclude someone. Aval Ochal, by here, meaning here, by Pesach, Ilav Bavozeh, my little. Had they not said the word there, the child's asking you, why are you doing this, Aveda? So he's saying, what? Bavo, what's the positive say? Bavo is there, Osa Shemlon, and the Mitzvah, yeah? Because of this. We have to say this. Because I did the Mitzvah, that's why I should have said that, Mitzvah. After the word this. This Aveda, which we're doing, is what gave us the right. So we have to Mitzvah. Or this eating of the muscle, this Mori, this, we have to say that. So, what did you want it to write? Bavo who? I have to say the word there. If I have to say the word there, we have no right anymore to say the there is coming to tell us, you have to see it. Hello, Now here the Gemara is elucidating what the word there would mean to us. Elo bavo matzomor also. The word there is necessary because it's telling us that this is what you have to tell the kids. That because of the matzomor, that's why the prophet's saying the word there.
The question is, why can't we get a word?
Yes, that's much longer word. It's not such a question. That's not such a question. Look at Rashba. Because of this, because of what Hashem did to me, that's why I'm eating matzah. The kid asked him, she says, you want to know why I'm eating matzah? It's to remember, because of this. Because of what happened to me, that's why I'm eating matzah more. Right? Bible said, because of this, that's why I'm eating matzah more. So maybe I have to say this. This meaning, whatever happened to me, that's what you have to say. Before matzah more was also, Rashbam doesn't say me that I'm eating because, we went out in time because of matzah more. He says, it's referring to the matzah more. The person, when he eats matzah more, he's meant to be saying to the kids, why am I eating matzah more? Because because of what Hashem did to me when we left Mitzrayim. Because of what Hashem did to me when we left Mitzrayim, that's why I'm eating matzah mori. So that's the end of the sugya there. Now we have to go back. We missed out a whole chunk of the Mishnah. We've got to go back from the Pirach HaNachayavim to Nisbega. From the Pirach HaNachayavim until God is told, the Mishnah until God is told. And then we have a thesis of a talk. But not being the second thesis, the first thesis. The first thesis of Chesim HaGola. My soul learned that. The second thesis is not going to learn. Chesim HaGola. And then looking like this. The next Omid is really a whole bunch of a gadgetzer. It's a chaval to miss it because the Omid after that we need to learn properly. So I'm going to make a change to our normal seder. And then we're going to have a limud of a gadgetzer. Right. So obviously you have to prepare it. And so the aim of the game is, I'll tell you what the aim of the game is, you have to get until the Chosim Gula. Until the Chosim Gula. So the next, like, a whole Amad and a bit. So the Chosim Gula is over here, the top of the Amad. Until the Chosim Gula. See?
The,
could be a dynamic game.
Is that the person's on the other page?
No, this is going to be another. This is going to be another.